Something I hear a lot as I'm coaching is people having a really hard time with their competition, you know, whether it be a direct competitor out in their marketplace or be a colleague inside their office. It could even be somebody they're related to or friends with. Competition has its place, I think, in our business world here. Where it doesn't have its place is when it takes away from you reaching your end goal. And that's where I created Stay in Your Lane. So Stay in Your Lane is all about focusing in on what is your vision and what is your goal? What do you want? At the end of the day, I always say, if your paycheck is growing, what does it matter what anybody else is doing, really? For those of you who watched the Olympics a few years back, in the swimming space, there was Michael Phelps, and he was just barreling down, you know, swimming. I mean, focusing. All you can see in his face, if you could see through those goggles, was his eye was on the finish line. That was it. He knows other people were in the pool. He knows other people were trying to get there before he was, but that was his sole focus when it was showtime. What happened to that Ryan guy that was next to him? That guy, there's an image. Someone took a picture, one of my favorites. It's on my Facebook. And it's him looking at Michael Phelps. And I think they had some wording under the picture saying, winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners. And he came in, you know, second, third, whatever. And at the end of the day, who would Ryan have been in that race if he was solely focused in on the finish line? So as you are going about your day and you are working your butt off and your tail off and you're looking at numbers and you want to increase on the scoreboard or on the leaderboard, you do that by reminding yourself and activating your vision every single day, focusing in on you and your work and your clients and your goals for that day. It doesn't matter what anybody's doing. When I was in sales, I had the most fierce competitor. I mean, people would tell me, you know what, Lisa, I wouldn't even give you my doghouse, a title order on my doghouse if I listed it. That's how loyal I am to this beast over here. And I get it. You know, they were right. That person was a fierce competitor. And I thought to myself, if I focused all the time on what that person was doing, what edge she had, what she was, you know, doing to captivate this audience and create this loyalty, and if my whole world was obsessed with that, I would have never gotten where I had to go. So the same person that would say, oh, I won't list my dog, I wouldn't give you my doghouse listing. I'm like, what about your birdhouse, right? What about your birdhouse? I'll take birdhouse listings. And, you know, some people would chuckle about it and give me a little crack in the story and I would work my angle. The reality is my focus was to grow. To be honest with you guys, when I was in sales, it was in LA, California, you know, working with some of the best in the industry. And I was at the bottom of the totem pole. My goal was to be number one. And it was almost comical, that thought. But I said to myself, how would I be working if I was the number one person? What would I do different? What would my schedule look like? What would my time blocks look like? What would my energy look like? Where would I be pouring myself into? Sure as heck wouldn't be sitting down and trying to outdo someone else or bring somebody else down. You know, the one thing I could say too in my career, never put down my competition. Didn't need to. They're great at what they do, you guys. Your competitors are great. If you're in business in 2019 and you're, crushing it out there and doing a great job and making a great living, well, good for you. Like, that's fantastic. You know, there's something really powerful about, you know, just being okay with that. There's a lot of people I see around, you know, in different states that have this like, oh, I told them their product isn't as good as ours. Or I told them like, oh, I heard she doesn't get back to people. Don't be that messenger. You don't need to do that. It actually takes away from you more than anything. So be careful what you say to clients or to targets as you're meeting people. You know, even in the real estate space, real estate agents, if you're, on a listing appointment, you don't have to knock out somebody else's knees for them to sign, seal, deliver with you. You bring the value. That's your forefront. Bring the value of what you offer. Stay in your lane, focus on your finish line. If you walk into a listing appointment, what is your finish line goal? It's getting a signed listing contract. Stay in that. Focus in on that. And what really turns people on the other side is bringing them the value, the benefit, the tool, the nugget, the secret sauce that is going to help them either A, sell their house or help them go find houses for those title sales executives or home warranty reps out there. You know, loan officers, you know, too. I mean, this is the realm that we have got to get our mind wrapped around is what value do I bring and what is my end goal? What do I want when I walk in that room? And that should be your focus. You should see me right now as I'm sitting here. I'm putting my hands out like I'm swimming, you know? It's like this symbol. That symbol of like, nope, stay in your lane, focus in on the finish line. It will be a game changer for your business. All right, everybody, that's Coach Lisa signing off with Stay in Your Lane.